Hi, this episode of the Geyer Cook Report. And get to if you went to https colon whack whack the Geyer Cook Report dot podbean dot com and clicked on the title that you see in this episode. Let's go have a look. How to create a B2B social media strategy from Sprout Social. And the link is there. Let's go see what that says. In How to Create a B2B Social Media Strategy Without Being Boring, Dominic Jackson shows us a number of things that you can do to have a B2B social media strategy infographic. And if we click right here, we'll jump to the social media infographic. What your social media strategy needs to succeed. And in that infographic, because I'm scrolling down, he's got a different look, or two tables there. One is B2B social media, and one is B to C, or business to consumer social media. And they're both apples in the same fruit stand, if we can call information technology a fruit stand. But one of them is more than the other in terms of B2B. And it spells out what things you need to do. It talks about LinkedIn. 89% of digital marketers are on LinkedIn, where we're going to be starting today. I've realigned my priorities. There's some do's and don'ts. And so have a look at that. The link is there in the show notes, and I'm going to stop right there and go back to the show notes. And does your LinkedIn marketing strategy deliver results? Now, sure, you can set up a strategy, but is it going to work? Well, let's see what Sprout Social says about that in this link. Does your LinkedIn marketing strategy deliver results? And that's Jennifer Beese. Like geese with a B. And she talks about how to build relationships in your marketing strategy, how to establish a presence with your LinkedIn marketing strategy. These are important things to consider. I want you to go and scroll down the rest of this link. It's probably about a 10-minute read. Take a look at that. And back at the show notes, we scroll down. What and when to post content on LinkedIn? Ideally, you'd build a thorough posting strategy and post different times and updates and etc. And he goes on in this list and says, see some of the things you should share, but no matter what, your post must help you achieve your business and LinkedIn objectives, those goals that we talked about on Monday, and be relevant to your target audience. You can get all the details in the link. That if you go to https colon forward slant forward slant, I say whack, but it's forward slant, the Geyer Cook Report dot podbean dot com, and look for this same title that we shared with you earlier about social media marketing, and it should be dated on 2018 0531 if you need more help than that. And there's the link there from Top Dog Social. So I want to thank all the patrons that support the Geyer Cook Report. I hope that you've got some benefit from this today. And if you liked this episode, there's a link to the other episodes of the Geyer Cook Report right there. And there's also a link to the credits. I want to thank Fraser Ramsey, Eileen Smith, and the rest of the people that are listed in the credits for helping to support the Geyer Cook Report. And so, as I say at the end of every episode, it's a wrap.